Southern Illinois' greatest hits, Magic 95.1. This is Magic Mornings with April. And during this time, I want to go straight to the experts. We are very fortunate this morning to have Dr. Matthew Winkleman from SIH on with us. We appreciate that. Doctor, thank you so much for taking the time out to come on the show today.
Yeah, happy to do it.
Let's talk a little bit about what SIH is doing. There's been a lot of questions about the SIH COVID-19 hotline and the drive-through testing clinics. Doctor, can you tell me how this is working right now?
Well, I think we've done a lot of work trying to be proactive in, one, encouraging patients to limit their exposures in the community, and so establishing that hotline to help answer patients' questions at a time when there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of fears, a lot of concerns. So to rapidly connect them with healthcare professionals, and then help identify the most appropriate setting to provide them care in a way that helps decrease their exposure to other patients, helps limit their exposure to some of our facilities, protects our staff as much as possible, and really tries to get answers in the safest way we can.
Absolutely. How do you as providers, how do you decide who does and doesn't get the test?
Well, I think certainly we're focusing on testing people who have symptoms, symptoms that sort of fit the typical picture. That's challenging because the symptoms for COVID-19 are very similar to lots of other very prevalent viral illnesses this time of year. And so the testing supplies and the availability of testing is limited somewhat. And so the focus really is on testing patients who maybe have a higher risk of exposure, such as some travel history or a direct contact with a known case. And then additionally, really directing that testing toward patients who are at a higher risk of some kind of complication if they were to contract the virus. That would include patients that are over 65, patients that have some kind of chronic health condition like diabetes or heart disease, patients that have some immunosuppression, so people that are maybe on chronic prednisone or some other medication that impacts their immune system. And so really kind of focusing our testing on those in whom it might make a difference in what we do, and at the same time encouraging people who have a mild illness, really that the best thing they can do is to stay at home and avoid contact with other people, because the vast majority of people will experience a mild illness that doesn't require hospitalization, and those types of things. Just that group that I mentioned that are higher risk, those are the folks we're focusing on testing right now.
A big concern for a lot of people is keeping our healthcare providers and staff safe. Of course, you included. I have several that work for SIH as well. How are healthcare providers and staff staying safe that you've seen?
So I think there's a whole host of things that are being done, starting with some of the things we've already talked about trying to identify ways to interact with patients either on the telephone or through video visits where we can limit them having to come into the office and limit the exposure to our staff. We're screening patients, and visitors, and limiting visitors. I know it's a frustrating thing for families to experience, but that kind of helps protect not only the patients but the staff. We're trying to be good stewards of the personal protective equipment that you see talked about a lot on the news and use those in the settings where it's appropriate, and get those to the right people when they're going to be needed, and use those things the right way, and not put ourselves in a position where we're in a shortage of those. Lots of work being done to protect the staff and the patients. It's kind of two sides of the same coin.
I want to say very, very quickly, Doctor, on behalf of everybody here and all of us, we just want to say a big thank you to you, Dr. Winkleman, and everybody at SIH for what you're doing on the front lines. Is there anything else that you want to let people know right now?
I think the main message that people need to hear is just really take seriously the message of social distancing. And particularly if you're sick, you just don't need to be going places. If you're sick, you should not be going to work. You should not be going to the store. If you can find some other way to get, you know, things done, if you have someone else that can, you know, run your errands for you and get the necessary things, it's hard to do. It's hard to tell people to stay home. I've made my kids mad at me by telling them there's things they can't do right now, but it's the right thing. And I think that's the message people need to hear.